Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
All right, would you date someone who had a roommate that was a member of the opposite sex? And I'm talking about this because we got a message on our Facebook, our Get Up Crew Facebook page. And it was from one of our listeners. And she was asking, you know, she said she just met this guy online and found out that he has a female roommate. And it completely turned her off. And she's like, I don't feel like I can handle something like that. And I did ask her what the situation was between the two of them. Like, if they had ever hooked up before, had they ever dated? Like, what's their relationship like? And she said, supposedly, it's completely platonic. But at one point, he said that she did cross a line and kind of hit on him a little bit. But he's not interested in her at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of their dynamic. And I don't know, Pebbles, how you feel about that.
I just always feel when anything like this comes up, I'm like, if somebody's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Whether the person's in the next room, the next house, or the next
state,
they're still going to cheat. So
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I obviously
it's just a lot easier when it's under your own roof, though.
That's true. I mean, the access is there. But, you know, obviously, I would ask some questions, but then if I felt reassured, then I don't see the problem.
Leroy,
yeah,
sports guy Leroy.
I think you're overreacting if you're tripping about that. And the reason why, because times have changed. So people do have to live with each other. It's not like you can have your own place. Not everyone can do that anymore.
See, you're right. And to kind of go off that, for me, I'm kind of turned off a little bit when a guy that I'm talking to has a roommate, period.
Oh, my God.
Never mind if it's a male or female,
right.
You know, but not saying I wouldn't date him, but I don't know. There's just something that's one of the first questions I'll ask when I'm getting to know someone, like, so do you live alone or do you have roommates?
Wow.
And like, yeah,
even
but
though it's becoming more and more.
It is. You're right. It is becoming very common because rent is so damn high. So I don't blame people, but I don't know. That's just a thing I have. And you guys are blowing up our phone lines because apparently this is a thing. And Steve, line two. Steve, this must put a damper on your dating life. You have how many roommates?
I have three female roommates, and I'm a male, and I've been dating my girl for 5 months, and she has no problem with it because she realized they're more like sisters to me.
Mm. More like, okay, hold on. But have you, you've always had these roommates even when you first met your girlfriend?
Yeah, I moved in about 9 months with them, and me and her have been dating for about 5 months.
So what were the first conversations? Did she question you about it in the beginning? How did that work? Or did you just bring it up?
She asked me how I knew him, and I've known one of them for 17 years. She's my best friend's sister, so that's how I met the other two. So that's what I told her, and she met them a couple weeks after we started dating. She had no problem since then.
Line five, Donna, this happened to you, and it was no problem?
Yeah, I actually dated a guy who lived with a couple women, and, you know, I think it's more of an issue that she's got self-confidence problems. If you're going to go out there and date a guy, no matter what, he's going to do what he wants when he wants. It doesn't matter if he's living with two women. You just have to have that confidence. There's a reason why he picked you. Do you know what I mean? They're going to do whatever they want, whenever they want.
All right.
It was never an issue at all.
Thanks, Donna. That's all well and good till it's late night. Everyone's drunk and something happens. And yeah, it's all well and good. Line seven. Let's talk to Terrence. Now, this didn't work for you. Terrence. All right.
Terrence is not paying attention.
Terrence's girl's listening.
Right.
Let me not get in trouble here.
Yeah, right? Line two. Let's take Casey. Casey, this didn't happen for you either. It didn't work for you.
No, it did not. It did not work out whatsoever. I was seeing this guy, and he had a girl roommate, obviously, and she was banging his best friend. And then at night, I couldn't sleep at night because it was always a competition of who can make who scream louder during sex.
Wait a second. Are you serious?
Yeah, that I never slept when I was over there. And, like, granted, like, he was kind of weird and, like, it went on longer than I wanted it to. But And he just, I couldn't. And then she was just not a good person either.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.